Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Today is the Divine Disappearance Day of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So we shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 11, The Passing of Haridas Thakur. The summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya as follows. In this chapter, it is described how Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covered it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking a bath in the sea, he personally begged prasadam of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasadam to the assembled devotees. Namami Haridasam tam chaitam yam tam chatat prabhum samstatam apiyan murtim svanke kritva nanartaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Daya Maya Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jaya. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. Jaya Sri Vaseshvara Haridasanatha Jaya Gadadhar Priya Swarupranatha. All glories to the master of Srivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. Jaya Kashi Priya Jagadananda Praneshwara Jaya Rupa Sanatana Raghunatheshwara. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kashi Misra. He is the Lord and the life of Jagadananda, and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. text 16. Ekadina Govinda Mahaprasadalana Haridase Dite Gela Anandita Hana. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back, chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasad," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad, and how can I neglect it?" Saying this, Haridas offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion, and ate it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandana. He offered prayers. While taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna bara dayamai kari bara jivajai sa prasad anadilabai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very much attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, one makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasad. So, the honoring of Mahaprasad is one of the important items of devotional service. Of course, it is food that has been offered with love and devotion to the Lord and accepted by the Lord. In the Antya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feels great ecstasy honoring Mahaprasad, and he raises the question amongst his confidential devotees about the nature of Mahaprasad, that although it appears to be made of the same ingredients as ordinary food, such as rice, dal, vegetables, spices, but it creates a completely different experience. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that the food that has been offered to Lord Jagannath has been mixed with the nectar of the Lord's lips. The same nectar that fills the flute, transcendental flute of Krishna, and the same nectar for which the gopis are always hankering. So that same nectar from the lips of Krishna permeates the Mahaprasad. And when we honor Mahaprasad with purified senses, we can relish the nectar from Krishna's lotus mouth. Although Mahaprasad is transcendental, one should honor it as a spiritual item. One should not, as far as possible, one should not lust after Mahaprasad. Although it is transcendental, Srila Prabhupada has warned us to maintain a respectful attitude toward it and not accept it on the basis of taste. Sometimes devotees would sometimes even with Prabhupada's remnants, Mahaprasad, the servant would bring the plate out, and the senior devotees who were waiting for the plate would look at it and say, "Oh, you know, I want this, I want that, and I don't want that." And it wasn't a good mentality. And Prabhupada's servant mentioned it to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said that after I finish honoring Prasad, you should take the remnants and mush it all together and then distribute the Mahaprasad. So the devotees will not be selecting, you know, on the basis of their personal taste, but they will just be receiving Mahaprasad. Once in Bombay, there was a clash between two disciples of Srila Prabhupada. One was a cook. He was actually a very good cook. He would cook for the deities. And the other was, you could say, a good manager and good businessman. So they had some clash. And immediately afterwards, each one ran to Srila Prabhupada to give his version of what happened and to complain about the other. And in the end, Srila Prabhupada commented that the problem was that they both were eating too much Mahaprasad. And by eating too much rich food, they had become passionate and were fighting. Of course, sometimes honoring Prasad is part of preaching. Now, that's also a subtle point, because sometimes when we go to people's homes to accept Prasad, we're not completely sure about the consciousness that went into the cooking or the principles of cleanliness and hygiene and the spiritual rules and regulations that are required to cook for Krishna and offer the food to Krishna. We're not sure. But in India, in the early days, Srila Prabhupada said that if the family are Vaishnavas and they offer the food to their family deity, we should take it as prasad. And in the beginning, we had so many invitations. When we first came to Bombay in particular, we had so many invitations that Srila Prabhupada made a rule that we would not eat at anyone's house unless they became a life member. So during the first Bombay Pandal, very big Pandal at Cross Maidan, a very distinguished, aristocratic, pious, cultured Hindu gentleman came. Prabhupada would speak in the morning about 7 o'clock in Hindi, and then in the evening in English. So Sri K.J. Somaya, he's a very prominent Hindu philanthropist in Bombay. So he would come to the morning lectures, and he invited Srila Prabhupada and the devotees to his home to take prasad. So the devotees informed him of the rule. You have to become a life member. So he became a little annoyed. He didn't think it was proper that we should place such a condition. But Srila Prabhupada was very strict in his principles. He didn't really, he was responsive to an extent in certain cases, but he didn't really care, about a big person in the material world. He had his rules and his principles, and he stuck to them. So eventually, Sri Somayaji relented, and he became a life member. So the devotees and Srila Prabhupada would come to his home for prasad. And Srila Prabhupada remarked that we are making life members simply by eating. Then, another friend from Bombay, Sri Hari Krishna Das Agarwal, he invited Srila Prabhupada and the devotees to the Vedanta Sammelan, which was held, I believe, every year in Amritsar. And one morning, after the morning program, the disciples were with Srila Prabhupada in his room, and the Vedanta Sammelan was held at a Mayavadi ashram, and there were, Mayavadi slogans everywhere, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi. So devotees were asking Srila Prabhupada questions about it, and Srila Prabhupada was answering. And he said that the organizers know that he doesn't agree with them, but still they invited him because they knew that if he came with his disciples, more people would come to their program. And actually it happened. The general public who came to the program weren't really that interested in, as Prabhupada said, hearing dry Mayavadi speak nonsense. They really came to see Srila Prabhupada and the devotees to join in the kirtan. So it was like that. The devotees would do kirtan first, and thousands of people would stream into the grounds, And then when the devotees' kirtan was over and their talk was over, they would leave. And there would hardly be anyone left to hear the Mayavadis. So then the organizers thought to juggle the program and have the devotees perform kirtan later. So then the public figured out what was happening. They started to come late, more or less after the Mayavadis had finished their dry, speculative, imaginative interpretations. But anyway, it happened like that. So this particular morning when Srila Prabhupada was speaking to the small group of disciples in his room, he said that these Mayavadis will go on speculating for many lifetimes and never come to any conclusion. And just then, his disciple Malati Dasi brought a plate of Mahaprasad from Prabhupada's small Radhakrishna deities who were traveling with Prabhupada. So he said, they will go on speculating for lifetimes and not come to any conclusion. But we will take Mahaprasad, and he took a little piece of fruit and popped it in his mouth. But we will go back to Godhead just by eating, just by taking Mahaprasad. So Mahaprasad is very potent. Text 21. Aradina Mahaprabhu Tanratani Aila Shushtahau Haridasa Balitanre Puchila. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridasa's place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Haridas Thakur is called Nam Acharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly, so one can hear himself and others. So we need not discuss much about 16 rounds. We've discussed the subject on other occasions. Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatan Goswami, he quotes the basic principle of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. And he quotes perhaps some of the Padma Purana, that all other injunctions and prohibitions are servants of these two, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that although the members of the Krishna consciousness movement have many activities, and these activities are not ordinary, they are also meant for remembering Krishna. But still, unless we chant our prescribed number of 16 rounds daily, we'll be unable to always remember Krishna and never forget him. And then he writes that of all the instructions of the spiritual master, the instruction to chant at least 16 rounds daily is most essential. Now here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, these 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. Generally, japa is taken as an individual activity, which it is, but it's also a group activity. When we chant together, there's more strength, you know, in the effort, more encouragement. Everyone is gathered together for the same purpose, with the same intention. And sometimes it's good to have other people listen to our chanting to make sure that we're pronouncing each word properly. It's very important to articulate each word, each syllable properly, and to try to hear each word and each syllable. So the association of devotees is very important. And it's a great boon to live in a temple community or live near a temple where one can join the programs with other devotees and chant with them. Prabhu kahe vridahaila sankhya alpakara siddha deha tumi sadhane aga kena kara. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Purport. Unless one comes to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Astaka, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalava Shani Krito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself. And one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. So this strict adherence to the regulative principles of Haridas Thakur and Raghunath Das Goswami are exemplary. It is said that Raghunath Das Goswami's adherence to his vows were like lines on stone. They could not be erased, could not be removed. We also have examples within our own movement. One that comes to mind is His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Radhana Swami tells the story that, well, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, in the end, his body was so racked with pain that he couldn't sleep. It was just almost impossible for him to sleep. And if he did happen to fall asleep, just by remaining in one place, because he had hardly any flesh on his body, so just by remaining in one place, just the pressure of his body on his skin, and then the pain from the cancer, which was already there, would wake him up. He could hardly sleep at all. So one night, at about 1 a.m, Bhakti Tirtha Swami was chanting, and Radhanath Swami, who was keeping him company, said to him, "Maharaj, why are you up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. chanting?" And Bhakti Tirtha Swami replied that, "I haven't completed my rounds." And Radhanath Swami said, "But Maharaj, I mean, you know, you can hardly sleep. Your body is in so much pain. You know, Krishna will understand if you don't finish your rounds at this stage of your life." And Bhakti Tirtha Swami replied that, "Since the day of my initiation, I've always chanted at least 16 rounds, and I don't want to stop now." And when Radhanath Swami told this story, he looked at us, looked at the devotees, and said, "So what excuse can we have?" Text 25. Loka nistarite ai tomara avatara namera mahima loka karila prachara. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Nam Acharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Tomara Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of... Does anyone know who Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of? Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. So we read in Srimad Bhagavatam how Lord Brahma became illusioned. Krishna, his master, had appeared as a cowherd boy in Vraj, was playing just like an ordinary child. So Lord Brahma had some doubt. My master? My master, Lord Vishnu, has come as a cowherd boy and is playing as an ordinary child? Well, how is this possible? So he came, Lord Brahma descended from Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, and stole away the cowherd boys and calves. And in the end, he realized his mistake. He used his mystic power to test Krishna, but Krishna's mystic power far exceeded Lord Brahma's, and he defeated Lord Brahma. So afterwards, Lord Brahma felt very contrite and repentant. Of course, he offered many nice prayers to Lord Krishna, but still he prayed for an experience, such an experience that he would never forget Krishna again. And so, in response to Lord Brahma's heartfelt prayer, he appeared as Haridas Thakur in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And as Haridas Thakur, he had such experiences that he could never forget Krishna. So that is a nice prayer. A nice prayer. That is our goal. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. So we can pray to be put in such a situation that we remember Krishna and have such experiences that we will never forget Krishna at any time. Eve alpa sankhya kari kara sankirtana haridasa kahe suna mora satya nivedana. The Lord concluded, "Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to first-class brahmanas. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anubhasya, quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to the Shraddha Patra. Brahmana prasadye te katita panktidu sakha etani varjayad vatnat shraddha karmani panditaha. According to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmin family but does not behave according to the Brahminical standards, he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasad offered to the forefathers. Advaitacharya offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmin who had been born in a Brahmin family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in the family of meat-eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first-class Brahmin. So, it is a fact that a Vaishnav, a transcendental Vaishnav, is higher than a Brahmin. But because people can misunderstand the position of a Vaishnav, although there is no need to do so, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced the system of awarding the sacred thread and Brahminical initiation to people born in non-Brahmin families, so that people would understand that they are Brahmins. Accord them the proper respect. And Srila Prabhupada continued the same practice. Haridas Thakur continued, I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I'm just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Text 43. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In the front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him. And then he fixed his eyes, like two bumblebees, on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, Everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names, Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. He began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised on a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Rakreshwar Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food, and cloth were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, and Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. So there's an elaborate description of the entire funeral ceremony. After placing Haridas Thakur's body in samadhi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees took bath in the ocean and enjoyed sporting in the ocean. Then they came out and went to the Jagannath temple, to the Singha Dwara, and the vibration of the holy name filled the city. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally begged Mahaprasad from the shopkeepers to feed the devotees. And Lord Chaitanya made the devotees sit down in rows, and he personally served the prasad to all the devotees. And now I will read the benediction. that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has offered to all of us. Text 90. Prema Vishtahana Prabhu Karena Varadana Suni Bhakta Ganera Judaya Mana Sakama. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Haridasera Vijayotsava Yakaila Darshana Ye Ihanritya Kaila Ye Kaila Kirtana Ye Tanre Yala Kadite Karila Gamana Taramadye Mahotsave Ye Kaile Bojana Achireha Ibeta Savara Krishna Prapti Haridasa Darshane Haya Aiche Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined the festivities to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Say, all glories to Haridas Thakur," and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. So the Bengali is Jai Jai Haridasa Bali. Say Jai Jai Haridas. Jai Jai Haridas. Jai Jai Haridas. Everyone began to chant Jai Jai Haridas. Jai Jai Haridas. Jai Jai Haridas. All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Srila Prabhupada said that when a Vaishnav departs, we feel both happiness and distress. We feel happy because we know the devotee has gone to serve Krishna, but we feel distress because we will be deprived of the devotee's association. Text 101. Eta kahilun haridase ravijaya yahara shavane krishne jida bhakti haya. Now here's your benediction. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Purport. At Purushottama Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year, on the date of Ananta Chaturdasi, that's this date today, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. At the same place, deities of Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. A gentleman named Brahmavarta from Kendrapad in the province of Orissa contributed funds to establish those deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Tota Gopinath Goswamis. This temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329 AD 1922, the Purushottama Mutt, a branch of the Gaudiya Mutt, was established there. Now, there's a very confidential story. I thought of it yesterday on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, but I did not relate it. But on this auspicious occasion, I will. It has deep significance. But it's not an example that is meant for us at this stage. But after Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had worked so tirelessly to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in Bengal and Orissa, and after having been so successful in spreading the Namahatta, he found that some different deviant groups that he had worked so hard to distinguish from the true line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they again became prominent. And people started to go to them. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very despondent. He became very disappointed. And he didn't know what to do. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him in a dream. This is also a little confidential because the report of it was published in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's journal. But those close to him by oral tradition have said that actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him, not in a dream, but he appeared to him. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not wanting to, you know, make it sound cheap and out of humbleness, he said he appeared to him in a dream and told him, you know, do not feel discouraged. Go to Jagannath Puri, Purushottama Kshetra, and establish a bhajan kutir near the samadhi of Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name day and night. And the beneficial effects of your chanting the holy name there will be felt all over the world. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur obeyed the instruction and constructed Bhakti Kuti near the samadhi of Haridas Thakur and chanted the holy name. And according to the statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we have benefited from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's chanting by the tomb of Haridas Thakur. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, it is stated, Srinivasa Sigra Samudrera Kulegela Haridasa Thakurera Samadhi Deka Ila Brahmite Padiya Kaila Pranati Vistara Bhagavata Gana Sri Samadhi Sanidane Srinivasa Stira Kaila Sasnena Vachane Bhuta Srinivasa Sri Samadhi Pranamiya Sevilapa Kaila Tasunile Dravya Hriya. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. This is a quotation from Bhakti Ratnakar in Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore when he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur. He immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur was in the last stage of his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So I thought we should conclude by singing the Song of Separation. And earlier I had asked Archita Prabhu, and he said that there are song sheets that we could distribute to the devotees.